This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Back to school in Uvalde, Texas.
They're going to need to lean on the adults who are around them.
Manhunt in Canada.
Miles Sanderson may have sustained injuries.
Repeating a grade lost in a pandemic.
The number of students that are being retained is dramatically higher.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Public schools in Uvalde, Texas, opening today for the first time since the mass shooting in May that left 19 students and two teachers dead. Here's reporter Chris Fox.
Robb Elementary, the site of the mass shooting, is set for destruction. Its 550 students have been relocated to schools throughout the district. Security upgrades include non-scalable fences, new locks, cameras, and improved Wi-Fi, but the district's been slow to install them. One of the questions that will be answered here is how many students feel safe enough to return.
I don't want to go to your guys' school if they don't have protection.
Leonie Lara visited the memorial at Robb Elementary on Monday.
I think the ones who are ready to go back to school, I'm happy that they are going back, and that is very, very strong of them.
Maria Rodriguez graduated from Robb Elementary in 1960, and her message to the kids, be strong.
A new day, it's a new life. We can't change things, but we can make the best of it.
Statewide, Texas students are wearing maroon and white in a show of support for the kids in Uvalde. Chris Fox for CBS News, Uvalde, Texas.
Now to Canada, where one of two suspects sought in a mass stabbing, Damian Sanderson, has been found dead.
We can confirm he has visible injuries. These injuries are not believed to be self-inflicted at this point.
Rhonda Blackmore with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Saskatchewan says the dead man's brother is still on the loose.
Miles Sanderson is still at large. We still are advocating for people to be vigilant, to remain vigilant. He is considered dangerous.
At least 10 people were killed and 18 wounded in the attacks in an Indigenous community. Police in Memphis say they found a body while searching for a 34-year-old mother of two who was kidnapped while jogging. Authorities say they have not made an identification. A suspect in the case is due in court today. Well, Californians are facing a high chance of possible blackouts as a brutal heat wave featuring triple-digit temperatures strains the power grid. CBS's Carter Evans has the latest on the state's wildfire fight.
Smoke filled the night air as flames scorched the Hemet Valley in Southern California after erupting Monday afternoon.
I want to say we're out of the woods at this time. We have a lot of work to do.
The wall of fire killed two and injured at least one other person as thousands have been forced to evacuate. Officials estimate 5,000 buildings are in the path of the flames. Nearby in San Bernardino County, the Radford Fire also broke out Monday. More than 300 firefighters are battling that blaze.
In some parts of New England, the ride home from Labor Day excursions might have been impacted by flooding. Flash floods reported in Providence and Cranston, Rhode Island. A section of Interstate 95 was closed for a while, stranding people for hours. Parts of the state, Connecticut, Massachusetts, remain under flood watches. In the South, flooding has been reported in 8 states. It's not clear if the Justice Department will appeal a ruling that allows an independent lawyer to review the materials taken by the FBI from former President Trump's Florida estate. CBS's Robert Costa.
Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, granted the former president's request for an outside lawyer to step in. The independent reviewer would be directed to examine the documents obtained during last month's FBI search for any issues related to attorney-client or executive privilege.
The special master and anyone else working with the special master will have to have the appropriate security clearance that won't just be a top secret, that will be even higher levels.
Mary McCord was a former top official in the DOJ's National Security Division.
They can't just ship them by FedEx or deliver them to the special master's office. These will only be able to be reviewed in a secured compartmentalized information facility. So this will probably involve the special master going to the department or to the FBI.
Cannon's order sets this Friday as the deadline for possible candidates to be proposed.
Liz Truss, who is set to be Britain's next prime minister, went to the Queen's Balmoral Estate in Scotland today, her predecessor exiting the scene.
Boris Johnson left the job as he entered it. Brash, bubbly,
this is it, folks,
and erudite, comparing himself to that ancient Roman leader who only served as dictator long enough to reestablish the republic.
Like Cincinnatus, I am returning to my plow, and I will be offering this government nothing but the most fervent support.
But Daily Telegraph editor Charles Moore notes Cincinnatus actually assumed power more than once.
There could be trouble ahead for Liz Truss.
For her part, Truss will have to get straight to work tackling Britain's worst cost of living crisis since the 1950s. To use a Shakespearean allusion, she may yet find she's inherited a poisoned chalice. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
At least 65 people are dead after a strong earthquake shook buildings and triggered landslides in southwestern China. Tens of thousands are homeless. A powerful typhoon has hammered South Korea with 3 feet of rain. Roads have been washed out, power lines knocked down. At least 2 deaths have been reported. Well, here at home, as kids go back to school, it's worth noting more are repeating a grade in the wake of the pandemic, and parents are often the ones requesting it. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
22 states report an increase in the number of children who are being held back. South Carolina, West Virginia, and Delaware say retention rates have more than doubled. Arthur Reynolds is the director of the University of Minnesota's Human Capital Research Collaborative. He says for most students, the practice can hurt their future academic career.
If you follow their progress 5-10 years later, those kids that got retained are much more likely to drop out of school.
Samuel Kamen is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Connecticut. He says grade retention hasn't been a particularly effective solution.
A better solution is to have students move from one grade to the next, but also provide these services, which would mitigate the harms of grade retention that we've seen in the past, but also still provide a lot of support and do it in a more cost-effective way.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The drug chain CVS says it's buying the home health provider Signify Health for $8 billion. Signify has more than 10,000 employees with a presence in all 50 states.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
In the Golden State, things are going to be different for workers at fast food restaurants.
I'm proud on Labor Day to sign that bill.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law boosting pay for more than 500,000 fast food workers around the state to $22 an hour next year. The law also creates a fast food council
that empowers our workers, particularly in that sector, giving them more voice, giving them more choice.
Restaurant owners opposed the measure, warning it would drive up consumer costs. But the new standards will only apply to large chains, not those with fewer than 100 locations. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
And on Labor Day, hundreds of striking workers at 14 Pennsylvania nursing homes rallied. 700 unionized workers walked off the job in a contract dispute late last week over pay, benefits, and staffing levels. No new talks have been scheduled. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.